NBC News on KCAA Loma Linda is sponsored by Teamsters Local 1932, protecting the future of working families. Teamsters1932.org.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rob Martier. Chuck Schumer is rejecting calls to step down as Senate Minority Leader. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the New York Democrat defended his decision to vote for a Republican funding bill. Schumer's move has drawn sharp criticism from some in his own party who say he should be opposing Trump's agenda at every turn. President Trump's special envoy to the Middle East says negotiators are making progress toward a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. Steve Witkoff told Fox News Sunday that a ceasefire on the water could be coming soon, as the two sides will initially try to work out a naval ceasefire on the Black Sea. While Gen Z is currently feeling the financial squeeze, they are on track to be the wealthiest generation by 2035. A new report from Bank of America predicts that Gen Z will be the wealthiest generation in history in the next decade. The two largest drivers in Gen Z's economic rise are wage growth and the Great Wealth Transfer. Rob Martier, NBC News Radio.
Located in the heart of San Bernardino, California, the Teamsters Local 1932 Training Center is designed to train workers for high-demand, good-paying jobs in various industries throughout the Inland Empire. If you want a pathway to a high-paying job and the respect that comes with a union contract, visit 1932trainingcenter.org to enroll today. That's 1932trainingcenter.org.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures, can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both, has no income or contribution limit, has no five-year rule like Roth IRAs, has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5 to 7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
For over 75 years, the Marine Toys for Tots program has provided toys and emotional support to economically disadvantaged children, primarily during the holidays. But needs are not just seasonal, and now, neither is Toys for Tots. They've expanded their outreach to support families in need all year long with their new programs, including the Foster Care Initiative, the Native American Program, and the Youth Ambassador Program. To learn how you can help, visit toysfortots.org.
Meet Barkley. When Barkley smells gas, he leaves fast. When Barkley hears hissing coming from a gas appliance, he leaves fast. When Barkley sees dirt or water shooting from the ground, he leaves fast. Barkley then calls 911 and Southwest Gas from a safe location.
Did that dog just grab a phone and dial 911?
Gas lines can be buried anywhere, so remember to call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Pau D'Argo Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com. Or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Express 106.5 FM.
The number one FM talk radio station in the Inland Empire.
KCAA, the station that leaves no listener behind, Express 106.5 FM.
Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now.
Welcome, everyone. Happy Sunday. This nice evening. It's nice and cool. Starting to sprinkle out where I'm at in California. For all those listeners out there, it's nice and gloomy, a little windy, and it's starting to sprinkle. And I love this type of weather. It's kind of nostalgic. I now know the difference, though, between being nostalgic and being sad. I didn't know the difference before, but now I know it. And here I am. And I want to start with the holy instant, and we're going to begin. And it prays like this. This holy instant we give to you, Holy Spirit. You be in charge, for we will follow you, certain that your direction will give us peace. And if we need a word to help us, that is what you will provide. If what we need is a thought, that is also what you will give us. And if what we need is stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts we will receive on your behalf. For you are in charge by our request, and you will hear and answer us because you speak for God our Father, His Holy Son. And this is how a holy instant prayer begins. And this is the holy instant, recognizing that the Holy Spirit is here to guide us, to tell us. And what do we need to do in order to listen? A lot of our participation is really just learning to stay quiet, learning to stay quiet, learning to meditate, learning to listen to that inner voice who's got that subtle voice and wants to guide us to the truth. And that is the reason we open everything we do with the holy instant. Welcome, Brenda.
Hi, thank you.
What is it?
I think you're moving it.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone.
Well, we're going to begin. I'm going to start with my lesson for today, which I've enjoyed all day today. So I'm going to share that with you now that, let's see. The lesson that I have for today is lesson 27, Above All Else, I Want to See. I love this lesson. How's this lesson going for you, Brenda?
It's beautiful.
Very, isn't it?
Yes.
The reason it says above all else, I want to see, it's asking us, it's letting us know that we cannot see. So if we cannot see, then we need to ask for guidance. We need to ask the Holy Spirit, I want to see, Father. Because what these eyes see, these eyes here were created out of barro, they say. You know, we were created out of sand, out of dirt. And they cannot see in the invisible. But He who knows all, who is the Holy Spirit, can see in the invisible. And that's why we go to Him. That's why we asked Him. Above all else, I want to see. No matter what these eyes are seeing on the outside, I want to be able to see as you see, Father. And the Holy Spirit is the only one who can help us see in the invisible. And this is where we want to guide ourselves. This is where we want to walk. And this is how we want to be able to move, because a lot of times we believe we know which way to go, and a lot of times we're not being guided by the right voice. So above all else, I want to see. And I'm going to read a little piece
of this. And Brenda, if you'd like to participate, you can let me know and I will stop. And it's the lesson goes like this. Today's idea expresses something stronger than mere determination. It gives vision, priority among your desires. So we're merely telling the Holy Spirit, okay, show me how you see, not what I want to see. Because my desires can be different to what the Holy Spirit is wanting to show me. And it says, it gives vision priority, which means no matter what I want to, what I'm desiring is really not important here. What's important is, how does the Holy Spirit see instead of how I'm wanting to see? And that is where you kind of become, you let go of your reasoning and allow for the Holy Spirit to share his vision. And you let go, allowing for the Holy Spirit to show you something different behind what you're used to seeing or think you're seeing and judging it all on your own. So the vision that comes from the Holy Spirit brings us understanding. And when he shows us this vision, it not only brings understanding, it brings us clarity. And it's usually to something in our past that we need to release, that we need to put in his hands, or that we need to let go of. Have you experienced anything like that in this lesson today, Brenda?
No, I've just been like very concentrated in my thought, in my movement. I think I'm having a very very quiet time, a very inner time, like, I don't know.
Introspection,
thinking about more be too louder, being too much information. I'm just being more during the day, more carefully, what am I thinking, what I do have to let go, connecting, because the vision for me, when I ask for, I want to see, most of the time when I ask for the vision, the Holy Spirit showed me that what's happening is always the past, and how I handle it, any situation, it's based on my past. So I was having like a pressure in my chest or something like that, and I was asking, I want to see. I was feeling very calm, very relaxed, but the little pressure in my chest, and I was asking, I want to see. So, and then I get the situation, like right now situation, with the past situation. Right. Oh, and then it was the opportunity to let it go, to remove that. And because I wanted to take decisions based on the right now situation, but it was the same decisions, ground decision, the same as the past. Okay. So I said, oh, okay, so I can see. But I can do this because I have trained my mind.
Correct.
I've been training my mind, and I really want to experiment peace. Another thing that happened today in the park with my kids, so I was doing my lesson. I was very committed with mm-hmm. my lesson today. So it was a couple in the park, and I don't know what was happening, but the man was talking a lot, and the lady was quiet. And then I see myself start like putting attention what that he was telling, and then I said, why do I need to know?
So were like eavesdropping on their
conversation. Yes, and then I said, no, I apply my lesson, and I start to singing a song for me, because I said, if I pay attention to this, I'm going to be the judge. I'm going to be in the past,
even though they weren't listening to me, maybe I wouldn't do in the conclusion what's happening, what's gonna happen. I know how I can solve this. So I said, no, I don't know. I apply the forgiveness. I said, I don't know. I'm not the judge in this situation. I don't care. And I start singing my song, watching the birds, running around with my kids. I said, I'm here to be present with my kids and not be like judging everybody in the park.
And you know what, that what Brenda just said about being present, it's letting go of the past. When you're present, you're no longer trying to relive the past, and you're no longer trying to live in the present or in the future. I'm sorry. You're in the present. And I, with this vision, I was doing my lesson, and just like Brenda, I want to share that I was able to see more. So, I've been in a financial bind for a couple of years. I got myself into this bind last year. And I was able to see that I wasn't getting paid, that people are waiting to pay me, that people are wanting to pay me when they want to. And the Holy Spirit was able to show me that I have been doing the same thing to others. They actually said, oh, pay me whenever you want to, because that's what I wanted. I wanted to be able to do that. And now people are doing it to me. But now that they're doing it to me, I'm not liking it. But I was doing it to everybody else, like saying, hey, well, I'll make payments, or I'll pay you later, I'll pay you whenever I can. And now people are actually doing the same thing to me. Oh, I'll pay you whenever I can. And I think to myself, okay, I don't think I like that. But the Holy Spirit was able to broaden my vision, and this is the vision of the Spirit. And you know it in your heart, because it's information that you know, in all honesty, that you've done it to one of your brothers. And now you're experiencing it. And if you don't like it, then it's usually because it's that golden rule that Brenda speaks about all the time, and that the Course speaks about. What do you do to your brothers? Whatever you're doing to your brothers, you're doing to yourself. But I was able to see it in this vision today. And to me, that was the vision for me, because I was able to see it and I couldn't but laugh. And I said, oh my gosh. So I got myself into this situation, right? And as soon as I see it, that brings clarity and that brings freedom, because with clarity brings freedom. So now I said, okay, Holy Spirit, so you're going to vanish all this, because you work in the invisible. And since I don't know what's right, because obviously I wasn't doing things right, I tell him, okay, now I can see. Now how are we going to undo this? First, I'm going to go to what I know to do, which is the forgiveness, the atonement prayer. So I went through and did the atonement prayer. But getting that broader vision of my movie, being able to see the entire set, and being able to understand it, is true freedom. Because now I can choose differently. Now I can say, okay, Holy Spirit, now I'm not going to do things on my own. Because if I continue doing things on my own, I'm going to continue doing things that I don't like, or that don't bring me peace, or that don't bring me happiness. But if I do things with you, then we're going to be able to create things together that keep me in my peace and that keep me in my happiness. So this is the vision that we are talking about. It's not a vision of like angels in the sky or us being asleep and seeing, which yes, you can experience these things as well. We're not saying that we are limited to those visions. We can, but we are applying these lessons daily, and we see the vision of our own doings through the eyes of the Holy Spirit that gives clarity and that brings us truth. It says, it gives vision priority over my desires. So were these really my desires? They weren't, and the Holy Spirit knows that. So So that's why he showed me the truth today. It says, you may feel hesitant about using the idea, above all else, I want to see, on the grounds that you are not sure you really mean it. Why would it say that? On the grounds that we really mean it. Because I think that a lot of times we don't want to see our mistakes. We don't want to see our errors. But our heart desires the truth. And our hearts want this so bad. Or at least mine does. I do. And it says, using the idea on the grounds that you are not sure you really mean it. This does not matter. The purpose of today's exercises is to bring the time when the idea will be wholly true a little nearer. So these practices, these lessons, bring us steps closer and closer and closer and closer to who we really are, to our truth, and to our true nature, so we can behave this way, think this way, act this way. And as we do unto others, we do unto ourselves. So behaving like true children of God. It says, there may be a great temptation to believe that some sort of sacrifice is being asked of you when you say you want to see above all else. If you become uneasy about the lack of reservation involved, add, vision has no cost to anyone. So this here is telling us that there is no sacrifice, that this is going to be done with very minimal, what does it say, that tiny little will, the tiny little seed of, como dice, pequeña voluntad, your tiny little smallest will. That's all that's needed. And in scripture, I believe it says, as small as a mustard seed. Tiny little faith is needed. And that is enough to bring the vision and to know that it doesn't cost us anything. We don't have to force it. We don't have to try to convince people. We don't have to lie to ourselves no longer, which is what I believe I've been doing for so many years. And now that can stop because the truth is going to be shown through this vision. And the only one that sees this and knows this and carries this is the Holy Spirit. And to every individual, its own. To every mind, its own. So everybody's going to know exactly what they need from the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going to show them through this vision. With that small dose of will. That's all that's required. And we get all of this understanding, all of this peace, all of this love, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. And it reads, if fear of loss still persists, add further. It can only bless. Brenda, I had an experience today where I was doing the atonement prayer. And I didn't want to say the word relationship. And I felt the sensation, kind of like you say, I feel it. But I was going to say, I release all my relationships. And I could, when I was saying it, I could feel that tiny fear to even speak it. And I said, okay, I need to speak it. Because fear is nothing. And it says, if fear of loss still persists, add further, it can only bless. And that gave me so much comfort. Mm. And I said, I will release all my relationships in the hands of the Holy Spirit. And why am I releasing them? Because if they in turn become holy relationships, then they can only be blessed. Then I have nothing to fear. Right?
Right.
So I that's been my happiness all day. And also I got to walk home today. because I had an experience where I was, my ride left, and I had to walk a distance, and I used it the entire way to do my lesson and to do the atonement prayer. But while I was walking, I was able to see the love in all things, in the flowers, in the cars, in the street, and also realize that all that beauty I was seeing was my beauty reflected on everything. And also I was doing all my atonement prayers over so many ideas because we were doing the lesson repeatedly, every 15 minutes. And I was realizing that I was judging, that I was putting guilt. So I went in there and did the atonement prayer, and things just got deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And I think that when we are willing to let go, the deeper you get, the more freedom you feel and the more love you feel.
Yes.
And that's been my experience today, and it was a beautiful walk. I just, for the, just so you all know, I don't like to walk, or I didn't think I liked to walk. I would always park, like, you know, when you go to the store, I always prayed for the first parking. I always, anybody that invited me to walk, I'd be like, why do you want to walk? I never wanted to do that, but today's experience was a totally different one. So now I'm going to rethink that and let it go, because I may start enjoy walking, because that's my new now, and that was my past.
Yeah, this is what you're saying. It's an example of being relaxed, because walk, you just need to walk, and only that. And your mind is need to be like concentrate. You're walking, and just slow down, and just put like all your attention in walking or just enjoying the time. And I think this is a nice example. For example, I see myself, for example, in my house when I am home. Okay, what am I gonna do? The table, that one. I'm watching. Where do I need to clean? Where I don't want to be like, come down. Or if I'm sitting, sometimes, okay, I'm sitting, but what do I need to do? So I
proactive.
No proactive, because it does not matter if you don't clean and sit down for a while.
Right.
No, sometimes it's because the mind, it doesn't want to be relaxed. Because when you relax, all the thoughts coming.
Well, that's the reason why sometimes it's difficult to meditate, or we believe that it's takes hardship.
Because,
sort.
Yeah, because we don't want to like confrontar or.
We don't
want
to confront
our thoughts that we really have very bad thoughts in your mind, or we're thinking very, very bad. Or we don't want to confront the thought that we had in our mind.
No, wait, stop there, Brenda. Do we have private thoughts?
No, never. But we think we have it.
Yeah, it's a trick, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's not true.
Yes, because and we can hide it, hide our thoughts anymore. Thoughts. We cannot hide the thoughts anymore because. For example, for me, you can't lie to me because I can feel, and people can lie. I just stay like, I don't want to say anything, but I'm feeling you're lying. Like, but I'm not going to judge. It. Yes, I can feel it. We don't have private thought. And if I feel there's a lying, I ask to the Holy Spirit, and I said, I want to be in peace. Uh-huh. And I don't want to, like, complaining for nothing. I just let go. But everybody feel like, oh, I love you. Have a good day. But you don't, what you say right here, really mean it. Mm-hmm. But, have a good day. Just saying, because you're saying everybody have a good day. But you're not feeling like
you
telling
just
everybody.
Be sounding nice.
Yes. Yes.
Protecting your image.
Yes, protecting the image, protecting your ego, just pretending something. Uh-huh. But the other, oh, I love you, honey. Okay, no, but you're feeling mad because he doesn't do this and this and this. Oh, I love you. And it's feeling. It can feel in the invisible. I can feel it. Anybody can feel it. We are not like lying to everybody. We're lying to ourselves.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
And we're here to walk in the truth, to think in the truth.
Yes.
And to be the truth.
And if we are here to have inner peace, as the radio calls the inner peace, what you said is the golden rule that we're going to use. You're talking about, oh, I hold the money from people hold money from me, mm-hmm. and it's a back and forward.
Correct.
What are you going to do if you don't want this happen to you more?
You're going to take action. You're going to uh-huh. take action with the hand of the Holy Spirit, with the guidance of the Spirit. I'm going to say now that the mind has been cleared, you then have to start walking in truth.
Okay.
But with his guidance.
How can I say this? Mentir, la mentira.
The lies.
The lie, la mentira, es la herramienta más primitiva que el humano ha usado.
Well, it's the the lie is the primitive. The first primitive tool that the human has used. That's the way we came into this existence.
Correct. This is a very primitive tool that we use.
But that's why it's so popular.
Yes. For example, right here, if you said, oh, I didn't send you the money because I don't have, and you have money in your account.
Correct.
Oh, because I don't have time. You're lying.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't send your money because, oh, I don't know if I pay you. Okay. You're lying.
Correct.
Because we are using the primitive rule, lie.
The only way we got here through
yes.
lies.
So if we really want to transform our life, we are going to remove the lie in our life.
Correct.
Starting with ourselves, starting with me, starting with in my mind. If I can't be true, very true with other, because still I wanted to protect feelings or things like that, mm-hmm. I'm going to be true with myself. And sometimes, I want to be true with myself. And I said, okay, I don't really want to do this, but I'm going to do it.
Now, Brenda, now that you're talking about that, let's take it a little step further.
Mm-hmm.
How do you practice it?
How do I practice it first? Okay, how do I learn to be truthful with
practice.
Myself? It took practice. It took courage and truth and took a very deep, deep, deep decision. No, for being nice with somebody else outside. So it took courage. It took a decision mm-hmm. for me. In my life, in my peace inside, in my inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I start this? First, the Course of Miracles said, recognize the mistake that you make.
Correct.
And be sure and remember how you feel and how you make feel others. And make sure you're not going to repeat it again if you really want to have a peaceful life. So I make the mistake to lie, use this primitive, for example, if I have a husband or wife and I being with other girls, it's not the things that people are with others, women or men. It's not this, it's not that. The really bad thing is the lying between this.
The deceiving.
Yes, the lie.
Because the deceiving yes, is how we got into
no,
this world.
No. It's because if I marry you and I say, oh, you're going to be the only one. And I sign
because
a paper.
Of the contract.
The contract. And then I'm lying. And at this time, I'm lying because I'm watching
yourself.
Others. being with others. So unlike to myself, I didn't be true with myself when I signed that paper. It's not the act. It was the choice that it wasn't. So if, for example, I hear people or men that said, I don't want to be married. I want to be with many women and I want to be with many men. Okay, they're not lying to them. They're being truthful with themselves.
They're being truthful to themselves.
Yes, and nothing happened. But and then if they go, oh, you know what? I'm free. I'm do this. Okay, the other people accept. Nothing happened. There's no line in between.
I think what happens too is the reason once you have or you've committed a lie to yourself, then you start feeling guilty. Yes, and you have to pay back.
And we can apply this to everything. Even that's why I'm very careful with my kids. I said, okay, put your shoes because we're going to go out to the park an hour and a half. And they get ready. Yay, let's go. And that what happened to me in the morning. I said, okay, you can watch 2 programs and then turn it off. And then I changed my mind. No, you cannot watch anything. And then the little girl start crying. And I said, okay, I lie. That's why she cried. Okay, never mind. Go put your 2 programs. And then, so I wanted to be like true.
Truth to your word.
To me, yes. Correct. And that's what happened when we're lying. When I said, okay, I'm going to send you the money. Said, when? Okay, give me a moment. And the moment take 3 months.
Yeah.
1 year.
Yeah, we're working on that. Uh-huh. The Holy Spirit's going to unbind what I bind.
Yeah.
For sure.
But this is the golden rule.
It's also a daily practice. And that's why our mind needs to get trained.
Yes, that's why. That's why
there's lessons.
Mm-hmm. That's why this episode in the radio is not like, oh, become Course of Miracles followers. No, it's not about that. Oh, become the Inner Peace radio followers. No,
it's about
ourselves. It's about why am I listening to those girls? Why? Be truthful with this. Yes, because I want to be nice with them or poor girls. Nobody listen to them. Yes, starting with that. It's honesty. Okay.
Honesty, and it takes us to what is your personal benefit on everything that you do. So question.
Yeah,
do you have a personal benefit?
You asked me something. Why? How do I become honest? How do you practice it?
How do you apply it to your daily life?
Through practice. First, how I start my changes. How I start my changes when I confront the lie, and I feel my mistake. It was very, very wrong, and hurts the other one. Very deep. God, I don't want to do this anymore. Show me how. It was become with a very deep, deep desire. Very deep desire. Removable desire,
I said. The first step would be recognition.
The first step.
Recognition.
Yeah. And then that's why now I understand why people took time sometimes to... It's like a steps. I remember my steps. Everybody take step. But if you have a desire, like strong desire, like I want the better right now, the things this teacher or I don't know what is gonna go, is gonna be in front of you. But if you're like, you don't really want it. I said, no, there is nothing else. Maybe this is not. Looking for something else. Yes, this has happened. But this, and then after this big desire, start the steps. Start watching my thoughts. Start like going, for example, what I said before, I'm going through many spiritual buffet, many things. But finally, I came to the Course of Miracles. It's not a religion. It's not the big book that forced to reading because it's a sacrifice or you are committed to read it. And no, it's because you really feel the change. I really feel the change when I read it. And when I don't feel peace, the Course of Miracles gave me the answer, how can I return? How can I return to that peace? It's the best tool in my life since 2020. I'm very grateful with Sebastian Mora because he is the amazing teacher who teach me how to be disciplined with the lessons, the forgiveness. And this is how I start. This is how I start. And this is how I keep removing the thoughts in my mind, like putting in practice. I've been practicing the grown ideas like 38 years. Yes. Now I need to like
do it in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and now I need to do it correctly with the Holy Spirit. There is no other way for me.
The Holy Spirit is going to give us the vision that we cannot see. We are used to seeing in the form. We're used to seeing in the visible. And we're not seeing the truth. We can think we're seeing the truth, but because we're not, we are pretty much blind guiding the blind. Scripture says it, the blind guiding the blind. And the only one who can see the truth behind all things is the Holy Spirit. And that is the reason we go to the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit sees the truth, knows the truth, and can provide the truth. But we need to ask. We need to question. We need to desire it, just as Brenda said. We have to desire it with all of our heart, with all of our mind. And I think that both Brenda and I have desired a change of who we were or who we were once upon a time. Because I don't feel like I am that person anymore. I feel like the changes that have occurred in my mind, training it for so many years, the change is pretty huge if I would do a comparison. But since God doesn't compare, I just accept the truth in me now, today, in the present, and let go of the past and not think of it any longer. And what does he say in the Course of Miracles? He says, only keep the truth, the beautiful, and the holy, because everything else is the past and it's gone. And we want to live today. We want to live the now. And we want to live in the present, but in spirit. And in spirit is being inspired, and in spirit is being in truth. Moving away from that primitive human practice of lying to others and lying to ourselves. And the Holy Spirit is here to eradicate, to dissipate all the lies that we've told ourselves and that we've told others that are in our mind through this mental training, so that the only thing that stays and remains are the thoughts of God our Father. Only the thoughts that can remain are the thoughts of heaven, the thoughts of the Spirit. And those are the thoughts that we want to live by, that we want to think by, that we want to walk by, that we want to do, and that we want to express to our brothers, to our sisters, to our family, to our friends. And the reason I think that Brenda and I keep coming to Inner Peace Radio is for the beauty of this expansion.
That's true.
Because that is our function.
Yeah.
And it brings happiness to us.
And if you are listening, KCAA, please call to 909-383-1000. And let us know what you're thinking about our program and what you're thinking about what we're talking about the primitive tool. If this is easy for you to remove
it. The primitive tool would be, again, that we use lying as a technique or as a tool.
So for survive.
For survival, yeah. For many years, I think that we do it now unconsciously. And we are here to help open our conscience with the help of the Spirit. So call in, just that she invited.
I remember this example. For example, if you're at home, very relaxed, and then husband come. You do something to eat. The truth could be, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything. I just want keeping watching my program. But
okay. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. But and said, okay, Holy Spirit, this is my truth, but what do I need to do? And then the answer is, okay, no problem. What would you like to eat? But this wasn't the truth. You didn't want it to do anything. The truth is, okay, I don't want the man will be mad or he's hungry, he's working a lot. And then all the things that come to our mind. But the first step is being true with yourself. And then decide to do what you need to do peacefully. Okay, I didn't want it to do it. That was my truth. But I decide to do it in peaceful.
And you know what, though? The Holy Spirit, when you call on Him, shows you the way to do things.
Yeah.
And shows you how to do them in peace.
In nicely way, yes.
And in love, yes.
Yeah, because you are choosing peace instead of complaining or blah, blah, blah.
When you choose the peace above all things, that's when everything opens up for you, both love, happiness, and everything. And we have a few more minutes, and I want to take this time to invite the audience that's listening, that is speak Spanish, that we will be, Brenda and I will be at a conference sharing with everyone, psychotherapy. It's going to be a conference that we're going to give together. You're welcome to join us if you are bilingual or if you speak Spanish, because the conference will be held in Spanish by the two of us. We will be live. You can go see us, greet us, say hi to us if you want to. The conference will be held in Downey, in the Embassy Suites of Downey. March 16th, and we're going to be there from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. if you want to join us. If you want to receive tickets on behalf of Brenda or myself, you can also call into the radio, and we will give you information on that if you're interested in obtaining a ticket and going to see us and learning about the psychotherapy, right?
Yes, thank you.
A little commercial there.
Okay, we have some more minutes.
Yes, we do. We will continue with this lesson. This lesson can only bless us. The vision of the Holy Spirit can only bless us, bring us clarity, show us exactly the truth behind all things. And that is what we're calling upon. We're calling upon the Spirit to help us see, because in the invisible, we cannot see. We are blind to what is happening in our life a lot of times, to what we are experiencing. And we are moving from being blind to being able to see with the eyes of the Spirit. And that is called the vision. Yes, Brenda?
Yes.
Did you have anything else?
I would like to talk about the lesson that we did yesterday, lesson 26. And I'm thinking about why the Curse of Miracles. It has 365 lessons. And every single lesson or every day, it has the own directions.
Directions.
And because our mind is like a structured mind.
And, oh, yes.
And I can see myself when I'm not doing the lessons, like start, like relax, meditate, read with a deep, deep. It's kind of hard to find the time. At what time? Or in the morning? I need to. No, it's for me. It sounds like hard to find the time. But when I start the lesson, it's like I'm doing this and I'm gonna follow the instructions. Because the instructions are very clear, like right now, like the lesson from today, it's as many time as you want, like 15 minutes, every 15 minutes, and then you have in your mind, okay, every 15 minutes, every 10 minutes, every 30 minutes.
It's like a resetting of our mind.
Yes, because if we don't have this guide. Is this good?
Yeah, this guide is perfect.
If I don't have this guide, it's like, oh, okay, oh, I forget to do this. Oh, I've been thinking a lot of grand ideas and I don't paying attention to them. And with the instructions are very clear, are very important, are very, very deep. And if you like calm down yourself, calm down your ideas, if you calm down and you're very carefully, like concentrated in the idea and integrating in deep in your mind, the results are amazing. The feeling is amazing. I can't even say my life is like
okay different. So I'm gonna read a little piece about this because it says that this is Jesus speaking to us. It says, he does not attack our ego. I do not attack your ego. I do work with your higher mind. So this is Jesus speaking to us, and he speaks this. I do not attack your ego. I do work with your higher mind, the home of the Holy Spirit. Whether you are asleep or awake, just as your ego does, with your lower mind, which is its home. I am your vigilance in this, because you are too confused to recognize your own hope. I am not mistaken. Your mind will elect to join with mine, and together we are invincible. I love this part. Because with you, when you allow Jesus, and I'm talking about the same Jesus everybody knows, Jesus Christ, he joins my mind together so it can be invincible. You and your brother will yet come together in my name, and your sanity will be restored. I raised the dead by knowing that life is an eternal attribute of everything that the living God created. And it says here, why do you believe it is harder for me to inspire the dispirited or to stabilize the unstable? I do not believe that there is an order of difficulty in miracles. Do you? But you do. I have called and you will answer. I understand that miracles are natural because they are expressions of love. My calling you is a natural as your answer and as inevitable. So this walk, this mental training, has an inevitable completion. Promise that we're going to enter into this higher mind where the Holy Spirit resides. When we are in this lower mind, that says the ego is where the ego lives. He's bringing us out of that mind, out of that confusion, out of that blindness, to bring us into the truth where the Holy Spirit resides and where the Holy Spirit is guiding us. So I love reading this because when Brenda started mentioning about how the ego is concrete and reasons everything, the Holy Spirit does not, because the Holy Spirit wants to gain our trust. We need to trust that the Holy Spirit is guiding us. that the Holy Spirit's got our back and that he's going to show us so that our mind could rest in peace and not need to find a solution on its own and not need to try to find a way to survive in this world of confusion, of fear, in this world of chaos. Because the Holy Spirit wants to bring us out of that into the world of peace, into his mind, into his higher mind, joining Jesus and joining the true vision and joining the true expressions of love, which we call miracles. And it's our natural state of being. And that is why we practice. I think that is the reason I practice the lessons. Because once you get a taste of living in miracles, of living in your natural state, which is in the spirit, to me it becomes necessary every day. Because I never again want to go back, not even one step or two steps back. Because I know that I will not be in peace. And I don't want to go back to where I came out of. And staying in the present and staying in the holding on to the spirit maintains me in this peace, maintains me in my right mind, maintains me held by the Holy Spirit. Got anything to say, Brenda?
There's a lot of information in the medias and every single place, books, tons of books, a lot of books telling ideas, how to remove the ego, how to live with happiness. There's a lot of information, a lot. And I don't be like big study girl, like, oh, I read a lot of books, or no, I'm not be that kind of person. But when I start like reading deep, it was with some books, with Kabbalah books. And the book that I read more in my life is The Course of Miracles. Because when I did my first training, mental training, the 365 lesson with my teacher, I don't know with other teachers, but with my teacher that is very disciplined, very commit with himself, I understand deep in my conscience that I don't need anybody else to be in peace, that I don't need any place to go to be in peace. I like to go. I like to go to church. I like to go many, many places, but not finding my peace.
Not searching.
Not searching for my peace.
Knowing
you
already have
the peace. Searching for somebody else. Like, no. What I learned this first peace year.
Because peace is inside of
us. Yes. Oh. Okay. You're talking about, I don't know why. I don't know what. Okay. When I did this in my training mind, I understand, and I don't remember, but I think it was in the text number 4, chapter number 4, in the text, mm-hmm. that it says, we can have our own communication directly to the Holy Spirit. We don't need intermediate. We don't need me. We don't need Guadalupe. We don't need anybody. But your mind must to be trained, and the blockage that are in your life needs to be removed with honesty. And if you right now don't know about that dishonest, you find your own teacher.
So it says, if you cannot hear the voice of God, it is because you do not choose to listen. It's time to listen.
Sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. So, how many minutes? Is it only one? Oh, okay. Thank you. So, we don't need even Jesus said in the Course of Miracles, when we learn how to think the way that he think, we are not gonna need anything else, not even any book, anything. It's gonna be direct communication with our master teacher. So thank you so much for listening.